I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ukraine's power grid struggles following continued Russian airstrikes. As much as 40% of the national system has been severely damaged, and Ukraine's energy minister is asking people to limit their electricity use. Three power plants were destroyed on Wednesday, and energy companies are preparing for all possible scenarios as winter approaches. Alenka Stephenson with Transworld Radio Europe says the TWR team in Kyiv is determined to stay put.
The war is getting closer, but the studios is supplied and without a disturbance, so praise God for that. They see that people are really desperate and open for the gospel. The feedback from listeners makes it very clear that this is the right place for them. The ministry they're doing, it's really making a difference.
Radio is a critical resource in wartime. Pray TWR's broadcasts will point people to the hope of Christ. And it's been 3 months since flash flooding surged through eastern Kentucky, but the death toll is still going up. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear announced last week that 43 people died in the flooding or from related complications. Due to widespread flood damage, it'll be difficult to determine the final death count. Homes and communities can be rebuilt, but families still feel the flood's impact. Carrie Ash, the state director of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Kentucky, says they're distributing their booklet, Do You Wonder Why?, to help kids and their families process this natural disaster in light of Scripture.
Pray with us that God will use truths from His Word and from the Do You Wonder Why? Booklet to help searching individuals find our Savior.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.